time to meet the men from the ministry. We present Richard Murdoch and Derek Giler in The Men from the Ministry, a weekly tribute to the men of our government service, men who work like lightning, in brief flashes with a great deal of noise. This week, our story opens in the Ministry of Defense, where two senior naval officers are studying a large chart.
Clarence, I stick this blue flag in here. That's a battleship. And this red flag in there, that's a cruiser. And this... What's this green flag?
Doggy's holiday fund. I bought it off a woman outside.
Look here, Seacock. You don't seem to have your mind on planning this exercise at all.
Well, it's not fair, Hardover. You stick in all the flags. All I do is stand here, waving my little pointer.
Seacock, look at my sleeve. What do you see, eh? Below the wiggly bit.
A thick ring and three thin rings.
A full admiral. And what's below your wiggly bit?
A thick ring and two thin rings.
Yes. A vice admiral. Now let's have no more argument.
Well, can't I stick just one on the map, Hardover? After all, when we were midshipmen, I did stand on your watch.
You did, and the damn thing hasn't worked since. Very well, Seacock. You can place HMS Invulnerable. Here you are. This is the flag.
Oh, goody, goody, goody. Well, I'll put it there.
No, no, you can't plunk down a battleship in Huddersfield.
I'm sorry, it's the blue bits that are wet.
Now, pay attention. HMS Invulnerable is the newest ship in the Navy. Absolutely unsinkable. We've finally got something that'll take the enemy down a peg.
Ah, the enemy, yes. This'll shake the RAF, all right.
HMS Invulnerable is the reason for this whole exercise. She's got 12 18-inch guns, you know.
That's... It's not very long, is it? 18 inches?
We're calling this exercise Sitting Duck.
Why is that, sir?
Because all these warships are going to converge on an unmanned target ship and blast it out of the water. The target ship and the other essentials are being supplied by General Assistance Department.
The civil servant chaps who help out when we're overloaded.
Yes. Fortunately, Lennox Brown told me himself they've a lot of experience in handling ships.
Now, the main thing is, too, a boat should be completely watertight. Well, now, let's face it. Ours aren't.
I'm afraid not one. Two of them have sunk already.
Yes, so let's try folding the paper differently. Yes, you see, and then perhaps they will float in the fire bucket.
That form from the Ministry of Welsh Affairs didn't float for long. I think it had a leak in it.
That's very likely.
You know, I bet no one else in Whitehall gets as much fun out of their fire bucket as we do.
I don't know. Old Rudge of the Foreign Office used to keep tadpoles in his.
I remember. Then he sent the frogs to the French Embassy as a gesture of goodwill.
Yes, tragic business.
11 bells, sir. Time for grog and chip biscuits.
All right, Nana. Don't get carried away just because we're working on a nautical exercise.
Yes, just put it down there, will you, and... Lana, did you say?
Yes.
Oh, gracious. Well, you're new, aren't you?
Well, fairly, sir. I've been here a week now while Mildred Murphy's on holiday.
A week? Yeah, really. Why haven't I noticed you before?
Well, previous days you haven't got in till I've gone to lunch, sir. And before I've got back, you've left for the day.
Yes. Well, needed elsewhere, you see. Needed elsewhere, yes. A liaison, you know, and... All top secret, of course.
Oh, yes, sir. All to do with his exercise, Donald Duck, I expect.
A Sitting Duck, Lana.
And you're on loan from the typing pool, are you?
That's right, sir.
Yes, yes. Well, off you go then, Lana. Yes, we're rather busy, you see. Rather busy.
Aye, aye, sir.
Talking about exercise Sitting Duck, I've got a feeling that there's something we've forgotten.
Oh, nonsense, too much. You worry too much. You'll end up with lines on your forehead like old Baldy Renfrew from Pension. Just to screw his bowler hat on now, you know.
Ah, perhaps you're right, man.
Well, it's bizarre. I mean, if we'd forgotten anything, they'd be on to us in a flash.
Yes,
I suppose. That telephone would ring.
Yes.
And report. Oh, dear. General Assistance Department, Lennox Brown.
Pipkin here.
Oh, it's the permanent undersecretary, too. Tidy the office.
Hello, Sir Gregory. How very nice to hear you.
What are you doing about this exercise business, Lennox Park?
Exercise, yes. Well, I find a brisk walk every evening quite sufficient.
I'm talking about Sitting Duck Man. Have you supplied them with everything?
Oh, the naval exercises. Yes. Oh, yes, Sir Gregory, yes. We've supplied them with everything. I think.
Good. Now you can get on with that other naval job, can't you?
Other job? Oh, yes. Yes, we're all we're very keen to get started on that. What other job, sir?
It was all in the memo I sent you this morning, Lennox Brown. So get on with it.
Yes, well, if I can find out what it is. Have you seen a memo from Sir Gregory, too?
Is this the one? It's a memo telling all departments to cut down on sending memos. He wants a memo sent back to confirm that we've got it.
No, that was yesterday's. He sent one this morning. Oh, it must be floating about the office somewhere.
Yes, floating about... Oh, floating, but you're quite right, one. It's in the power bucket.
What?
Push it out. There.
Yeah, well, but be careful. It's dripping all over me down. Fancy sending a memo in this condition. Oh, Mr. Gregory started playing noughts and crosses on his memos now, has he?
No, that was us.
Oh, I see. Yes, well, never mind. Now, look, he wants us to go and do an inventory on the ship.
A ship's inventory? Why can't the sailors do it?
Well, there haven't been any sailors aboard this ship for years, too. It's an 18th century man of war.
Really?
Yeah, HMS Trafalgar. Historic relic, you know. It's open to the public.
Yeah.
It's anchored in Portsea.
Portsea? So we've got to run down there, have we?
No, we'll order a car.
Seven canvas sails.
Yes.
Six rusty cannon.
Yes.
Five cannon balls. Four cutlasses, three French flags, two cabin chairs, and a parchment of the Red Sea.
Now, don't get carried away, too.
I'm sorry, one. It's the seaside air.
Yes, quite. But do remember, please, that there are tourists going round the ship.
Oh, yes.
They hear you wailing like that, they'll think you're being keel-hauled.
Wailing? I, as you know, I was a leading light in the Civil Service Sing-Along Society.
Leading light? They soon put you out there, as I recall.
Only because my voice broke.
Exactly, and it's too late to pick up the pieces. Now, let's get on with this inventory,
yeah,
please.
Go on.
Now, half a dozen belaying pins.
Half a dozen And this is the captain's cabin, ladies and gentlemen. And over there you will see the captain's table, renowned in many a lewd rhyme and suggestive limerick.
Ah, lovely, lovely.
Gee, yeah. Harvey, they've even got wax dummies sitting there. Aren't they just too horrible?
I beg your pardon, madam.
Oh, you'll have to excuse Mamie, sir. I think she put her contact lenses in upside down this morning. There's no offense taken, I imagine.
No, not at all. It's a mistake anyone can make.
You speak for yourself, too, do you mind?
And now, ladies and gentlemen, perhaps if we care to continue the tour on your own. And when viewing the buster, Lord Nelson, kindly refrain from stuffing toffee papers up his nostrils.
Really? Excuse my mate, but you're going to tell me where I could find
the... Oh, yes, it's just after the poop deck, sir.
The what?
Oh, we've got a doubloon. It don't take pennies, sir. I'm sorry about the interruption, sir. How are you getting on with the inventory?
Oh, well, splendidly, thank you, Mr.
Short, sir, short. Able seaman Horatio Short, sir. RN retired. Employed by the council to collect tickets aboard this ship, sir.
Ah, yes, well, we're getting on very well, thank you. My number two here has quite a list.
Yeah, I noticed that, so it's probably the sloping deck, according to you. A list of the ship's fittings and effects. We've been very thorough. We've even checked the long hawser ropes that are wound round those big iron things on the quay. Bollards, sir. We untied them to check how long they were.
Untied them? You haven't done the oars, have you?
Oh, it's all right, Mr. Salt. I mean, the ship will be held steady by the anchor, you see. Oh, yes, my number two isn't a fool.
I'm afraid I am one.
Two? You haven't hauled up the anchor as well?
Well, yes, I had to see if it was on the end of that chain, didn't I? I mean, it might have been pinched by a crooked frogman.
But don't you see there's nothing to stop us from drifting out to sea on the tide?
Oh, good gracious. I thought we were bobbing up and down a bit.
Hey, do you guys know we're moving?
You tell them, Harvey.
Aye.
We're half a mile offshore already. What are you going to do then?
No, please. No, ladies and gentlemen, there's no cause for alarm. There may have been a slight mishap due to factors beyond our control, but I can assure you all possible steps will be taken to rectify the situation.
What the heck does all that mean?
It means we've been lumbered, and let's hope the Navy send the rescue ship.
This is from Portsea, Hardover. Seems HMS Trafalgar's drifting out to sea.
Trafalgar? Isn't General Assistance Department doing some sort of infantry aboard her?
Yes, I believe so.
I suppose they know what they're doing. Wow! Hardly likely to put to sea by accident, eh? Wow!
Well, no, but there's a gale force 8 due.
Gale force 8?
Yeah.
I can't keep up with these BBC jargons. Is that buckets of rain or buckets and buckets?
Buckets and buckets and buckets. There's also a ridge of low pressure moving into the Atlantic.
Well, very tricky. You having the canteen lunch today?
It might cause a great deal of wind.
You're right. Let's get on with planning exercise sitting duck.
Aye, sir. But I must say I'm a bit worried about HMS Trafalgar and these general assistance people.
Tuesday the 17th, drifting helplessly, food getting low. We may have to eat the rats. The men seem unsettled for some reason.
Oh, good grief, too. We've only been at sea a couple of hours. Do stop scribbling in your diary. Now, did you do what I told you?
Yes, man. I got the tourists to hoist up the sails. It doesn't seem to be slowing us down, though.
Yes, odd that, you know. Very odd. I thought it would increase the air resistance. Wouldn't be so streamlined.
Perhaps the wind's catching them.
By Jove, I think you've hit it, too. I never thought of that.
And now we're heading out into the Atlantic at full speed. Oh, dear, the mind boggles.
Yes, well, as long as you only boggle in private. We don't want to worry the others.
Yes. Well, begging your pardon, sir, I know you know best, sir, that the passengers are getting restless. They want to know what you intend to do, sir.
Well, it's all in hand, Saul. It's all in hand, my dear fellow. It's, purely as a matter of interest, you know. What would you do in my place? I mean, just let's see if you get it right, you know.
Well, it's tricky, sir. Yes. With only a crew of landlubbers, there's not much you can do.
No, no.
Just
no.
Run before the wind.
Exactly what I thought. Yes, yes. Didn't I do?
Did you? Yes. Yeah, but can't we control it in some way?
Well, there's the wheel, sir.
Good gracious. I didn't know a ship had wheels.
Well, heaven learn. And the instruments are a help. There's this here compass.
Ah, yes, well, I've looked at that. Blessed thing's no use. Needle only points north, and we're not going that way. What's this little thing, Salt, with the mirrors and the lenses on it? What's that?
That's a sextant, sir.
Ah, yes. Are you familiar with the sextant, too?
No. I used to know a vicar slightly.
Oh, get a grip on yourself, too, don't you?
Yes, I know.
What's on your mind? What's on your mind?
Well, apart from our present problem, one, I've still got that feeling we forgot something back in London.
Yeah, sounds like your amnesia again.
No, I remember watering that before we left the office. I'm sure we forgot something for that exercise sitting duck.
Oh, well, never mind that. We've got enough troubles here.
Well, I know, but...
Well, sir, you're the captain now, sir.
Oh, yes, well, I suppose I am. Did you hear that, sir?
Yes, I did, but what are you going to do?
Captain of a ship at sea can do all sorts of things. Oh, I will, yes. Do you know what, too? I could even marry you.
But we're both men.
That's just somebody else, too. Good.
Now, look here, you two. We've been chatting amongst ourselves.
Well done, men, well done. A friendly crew makes for a friendly ship, I always say.
We are not happy. We could run this ship a damn sight better than you two. And my name's not Sam Christian. Let us take it over, I say.
That's telling them, Sam.
Well said, Mamie.
This is mutiny, Mr. Christian.
That's it, man. Back, you mutinous dogs, or we'll have you clapped in irons. You'll hang from the highest yard arm in the British Navy.
I'll smash your face in, you cocky.
Well, if you put it like that, perhaps they're right, one.
Now, please, gentlemen, no squabbling, no, please. Now, my first mate and I are working on plans to deal with the whole situation.
Oh, the captain knows what he's doing, so you lot get back on watch. Come on, leave it to them. Whoa, that's born to lead. Come on, clear all part of it. Clear all part of it. Come on.
Yes, well, thank you very much, Mr. Salt.
Not at all, sir. I admire the firm way you dealt with him, sir. Now, begging your pardon, what are we going to do?
I've got it. Why don't we dial 999?
Oh, don't be ridiculous, too. Think, man, think. This is an 18th century sailing ship. They didn't have telephones installed, did they?
Oh, I suppose not, no.
No, I mean, the water would have rotted the cables, wouldn't it?
If I might make a suggestion, sir, yes. There's a full set of signal flags in the locker. I've got the key in me trousers pocket.
Ah, and you suggest we run them up to the top of the mast?
Not me trousers, no, sir. Flags.
Oh, flags, yes, well, that's a splendid idea. I'm very glad I thought of it, yes. Two, now take the key and choose some nice bright colored flags. You know, nice bright flags. Yes. Now, and when another ship sights them, they'll soon come and investigate.
You look worried, Seacock.
It's HMS Trafalgar, sir. Still sailing out into the Atlantic. Last time she was sighted, she was flying a set of signal flags.
Signal flags, eh? What's the message?
Keep clear. We have swamp fever and beriberi aboard. Also, Cook's disease and black death.
Well, that explains why they put to sea. Didn't want to spread the germs, I suppose. Very plucky move, I think. Have I shown you this new picture of the wife?
Honestly, sir, I don't like the look of it.
Neither do I. That face was the reason I joined the Navy, you know.
It's a Mr. Folger, sir. They'll be right in the middle of that storm by now. They don't know how to handle a ship, and they are out, in effect.
Oh, I'm sure they'll soon fall into it. This storm, will it affect Exercise Sitting Duck?
No, she'll blow over by then.
Good, then we'll send out the order to start. And don't worry about Trafalgar. I'm sure it'll turn up sooner or later.
Well, I think the worst of the storm is over, too. Quite fresh while it lasted, though, isn't it?
Oh,
yes. Yes, at least it's put a little color in your cheeks. Sort of bilious green, actually.
Well, it got very rough up in the crow's nest, you know. I was flung about all over the place.
Well, we all had a hard time, too. I passed quite a restless night in my hammock. Captain's cabin isn't properly soundproofed, you know. Oh, no. The wind was howling. You were howling.
Well, I'm sorry if I woke you up one. That was when I was swept overboard.
Yes, but you howled twice.
But then I was swept back again. It was lucky my braces caught on the figurehead.
Yes. Well, never mind, my dear fellow, never mind. You'll feel better here now when you've got a decent breakfast inside you.
Oh, breakfast.
Yes, good luck, really. That American chap, you know, he's a sausage manufacturer. Had some samples of him. Yes, we're having big, plump, juicy sausages.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, of course, they may be a bit greasy. We had to drain the oil lamps to get something to fry them in.
Oh.
Where are you going to? Ah, you spotted something over the side, have you?
Begging your pardon, sir. The crew are about their duty, sir.
Ah, Salt, yes. Everything's running smoothly, Salt?
Aye, sir. Them Yankees is making breakfast, sir. And Mr. Christian's on the lookout, sir. There's only one thing bothering me, sir. I'm wondering if this ship is seaworthy.
Oh, yes, I checked on that. There's a foot of water in the hold, so it must be.
A foot of water in the hold, and that proves it's seaworthy?
Yes, well, you see, if the ship wasn't watertight, it'd all run out again, wouldn't it? What bothers me is nobody's taken any notice of our signal flags.
Yes, it is extraordinary, you know. The only ship we sighted turned tail and shot off in the opposite direction. Most odd.
Ship off the starboard bow! Or the port bow! Or whichever running bow it is!
Ship where?
Good heavens, Munt! Look over there. There's a whole line of warships.
Ah, what did I tell you? My word, yes. The British Navy's come to the rescue.
We're sailed.
Oh, thank goodness.
By Jove, sir. Do you see what I see? Look, sir, on the port beam, an old square-rigged frigate.
Good Lord, yes. Wooden foremast. Of course, that must be it.
Must be what, sir?
Well, the ship we've been waiting for. You remember those Whitehall's on his?
The General Assistance Department?
Yes, they were asked to provide a target ship for Exercise Sitting Duck. Well, this is Exercise Sitting Duck. That's obviously the target ship.
Well, they must have towed her up during the night, sir. Isn't Isn't she rather old? I mean, if I didn't know better, I'd swear she was HMS Trafalgar.
Nonsense. Trafalgar's safely moored in Portsea Harbour. No one would be daft enough to let her go to sea.
That's true.
No, this is obviously a mock-up, probably bought from a film company for a song. That's the thing, blob out of the water. look at the way she's wallowing about. You can tell there's no one aboard there.
That's fair enough, but all set.
Now stop quibbling, Lieutenant. The target ship's turned up in the right place. You don't think General Assistant DeBarden make a mistake, do you?
Oh, no.
Well, this is where HMS Invulnerable shows her firepower. Don't forget, we've got a very important observer on board.
Oh, yes, the permanent undersecretary.
Yes.
Let's hope he's properly impressed when we blast that old hulk to pieces.
Oh, here he comes now. Good morning, Sir Gregory.
Good morning, Captain. Morning. Exercise sitting duck ready to start,
yes,
right?
Sir Gregory. You know, if you stay here on the bridge, you can watch us pound that old sailing ship from Matt.
Capital. Pity my staff can't be there to see it.
I dare say that.
Might shake him up a bit.
Yeah. Well, I dare say they get to know all about it, sir. Right, Lieutenant, bring all guns to bear. We'll start off with a broadside.
As you say, just load all guns. Stand by.
Well, come on, too. Come on. You've got the telescope. Tell us what's going on.
I think there's some sort of activity on that big warship at the front.
Splendid. They'll probably be sending something over any time now.
Good. Here. It looks to me like them swinging them guns round.
So they are. Great. Isn't that nice? They're going to give us a salute.
Well, thank heavens they found us. Honestly, I'm so relieved I could just explode.
Well, you look worried, too. What's the matter now?
I've still got that feeling there's something we forgot.
Oh, well, never mind. I expect it'll suddenly strike you right out of the blue. Things often come in a blinding flash.
You know, that big ship looks familiar. I do believe it's that amazing new warship, HMS Invulnerable.
Oh, nonsense. Too, they'd never send her to look for us anyway. She's involved in exercise sitting duck.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, those guns, they seem to be pointing right at us.
Oh, dear, I just remembered what it was we forgot. Exercise sitting duck.
Yeah, but what about it?
We haven't provided them with a target ship.
Yes, on the other hand, I think perhaps we have.
Oh, dear. Oh.
Hey, get off the
car.
What's the matter with you?
They can fire on us. We've got American passports.
Oh, dear me. It's a very tricky situation.
Not only that, I am a moose in good standing.
Begging your pardon, sir. And if you'd excuse me for making suggestions to me better, sir, I hope you don't think I'm forwarding.
Oh, for heaven's sake, get on with it, man. Get on with it.
Well, sir, shouldn't we let them know we're aboard before they pulverize us to smithereens, sir?
That's it. I'll wave my bonnet.
I'll never see you at this distance, sir. No, my suggestion, if you'd excuse my boldness, sir, and if I am not speaking out of turn, sir...
Oh, go on. Get on with it.
Well, we could fire off one of them old cannons, sir. Sort of let them know there's somebody aboard, sir.
Capital. That's just what I was thinking. Yes. Now, come along, too. Yes. Come along now. Freak over one of those old cannonballs and get the thing loaded. Now, we better hurry before they start firing again.
I say, damn good shooting, Lieutenant. Johnny nearly hit her that time. Now load up for another salvo. 2 degrees down.
Aye, aye, sir. This time I'll catch the blight. I'll smack him at you.
Well, this is rather good fun, isn't it, Captain, right? I'm enjoying this.
Guns ready, sir.
Wait till I tell Lennox Brown. He'll be thrilled to bits.
Good grief. The target ship's firing back.
We're going to get back.
There we are, bud. I fired it. Just like you said. Did we catch their attention?
I think so, too. I said fire across their bow. You scored a direct hit amidships.
Oh. So I have. There's a hole in their side, just on the waterline.
Ahoy there!
Two. You're not going to ask for our ball back.
No one. I was just going to tell them about that hole.
Yes, well, I think they've noticed it, too. They're abandoning ship now. Well, you know what we've got to do, don't you?
Yes.
Stand by to pick up survivors.
What did you do then, Mr. Lang?
Well, they sank like a stone, Lana, and we had to pick everyone out of the water. Fortunately, nobody was drowned. Even Sir Gregory survived.
Oh, that's nice.
Yes, I suppose so. We dragged him on board of the boat hook. We were quite surprised when we saw him dangling on the end with seaweed all over him and a haddock in his mouth.
Oh, fancy!
He lay on the deck spouting water like a whale. I had to jump up and down on his stomach. I rather enjoyed that.
Sort of artificial inspiration.
But I'm afraid there's trouble ahead when he gets back to the office.
Ah, morning, Tool. Lana, better get another cup. Admiral Hardover's on his way up here.
Yes, sir.
Admiral Hardover, oh dear, this is it. They'll clap us in irons for sinking that new ship of theirs. Yes,
well, let's wait and see, shall we, Tool?
Admiral Hardover, sir.
Ah, Hardover, my dear fellow. Come in. How are you?
Would you care for a cup of tea?
Thank you. Looks like rain, doesn't it?
So it does. Better let the pot brew a minute.
Well, now, what can we do for you, my dear chap?
Yes, well, it's about that business yesterday. It's a bit of a shambles all round, but, I mean, best kept quiet, I say. What, you mean you're not going to keelhaul it? Well, obviously, gentlemen, we didn't let it get about that our latest warship was sunk by a mere cannonball.
Better say she'd been scrapped, as another change in government policy.
Quite right, so no further action will be taken. In fact, I'm instructed by the minister to tell you to forget it and deny the whole business ever happened.
Oh, what business was that, Hardover?
That's the spirit. The same goes for you, Lamb. You know absolutely nothing about it.
About what?
Good, sir. Don't worry. You'll never find me leaking anything. Well, that is, unless... Oh, dear. General Assistance Department, Richard Lamb leaking. Yes, speaking.
Quickly!
Oh, it's him. Sir Gregory. Oh, my goodness.
It's all right, all right. Don't worry. Give it to me, too. Give it to me. Hello, Sir Gregory. How very nice of you to call.
Now, listen, Lennox Brown. This time you're for it. You don't go sinking a warship and get away with it.
Sinking a warship? I don't quite understand, Sir Gregory. You sure you haven't imagined it?
What? What do you mean? What's your little game?
Well, the mind does play funny tricks, Sir Gregory.
Yeah.
It must be your mind. I'm sure there's nothing in it. Or perhaps it was a dream.
Dream? My stomach's black and blue. I've got double pneumonia. And as for where you put that blasted boat hook...
Probably some sort of mirage. Hallucination, Sir Gregory. Yes. Never happened.
What?
Ask the naval people. Yes. They'll tell you the same. Goodbye.
You hung up on him.
Yes, well, the man was babbling too. If he goes spreading a story like that, people will begin to doubt his sanity.
Well done, well done. That's the way. Deny everything. We'll do the same. Well, I'll be off now, LB. See you at the club, no doubt.
Just one moment, Hardover, my dear fellow. Now, we have a little problem. You may be able to help us with this. Now, you've had years of nautical experience, haven't you?
Uh-huh.
Now, would you just step over here, my dear chap, just a moment?
Yes. All our paper boats keep sinking to the bottom of the fire buckets, you know.
Yes.
I should really, well, perhaps you're not folding them right. Hey, they must be watertight, you know.
I see.
Here, hold my coat a minute, will you? I'll show you.
Yes, well, now, better get some more papers.
Yes, I do. Oh, this is going to be a busy morning.
It's going to be a busy morning.